I encourage you to look at your dreams as your lovers. Are you looking in the same directions as your dreams? And what does it mean to admit what you truly want? Hey, sensitive dreamers, this is Leela, a musical podcast all about believing in your dreams. And I'm your host, Lalita. If you haven't had a chance yet, I highly encourage you to leave a 5-star review on your platform of choice. This lets me know that you are loving the content, and it helps me create even better content and better stories moving forward. So without further ado, let's dive in. I love your smile. Hello, everybody. Hello, hello, hello. I'm Lalita, your favorite neighborhood fortune teller, bringer of all things good news. And here we are today with another episode of Leela. Got a brand new mic, rocking out New York City blizzard snowfalls, dog is running around the office, so to speak, chewing on a toy. What are we diving into today? Today, like every week, feels like an important topic. This week we're diving deep. I'm not going to lie. This week we are going deep into the ocean, finding those pearls, Perlas y Conchas, which is the name of an album by an Argentinian group, trio, Femina, which I really like. So no, we're not going to be talking about them, but we are going to be talking about the fear of intimacy and asking for what it is that you truly want. Because this is an episode, this is a show all about believing in your dreams with bad singing, questionable astrology, and horrible accents. And the truth is that intimacy begins with ourselves long before it ever begins with someone else. So often our dreams are realized through and with other people. But the thing is, if we're afraid to see who we truly are, if we are afraid to meet ourselves in the most vulnerable places, and I don't mean this exclusively sexually, I mean this very much so spiritually, very much so emotionally. If we're not willing to meet ourselves, or even able or aware that we can meet ourselves in those places, then it becomes quite difficult to realize, let alone believe in what our dreams are. And again, for those of you just listening, I'm going to make a distinction. Dreams and ambitions, while they can be interchangeable, dreams to me are what come from inside. Dreams are your true voice. Ambitions can be things that have been placed upon you that you feel you should do. I should be a banker. I should marry this person. I should have a sex change. But they may not originate from what you really believe. Hence, how to believe in your dreams, not how to force your way into the ambitions of others. So how are we going to open up today? We are going to open up with the following. I'm going to read a passage from one of my favorite teachers, Thich Nhat Hanh. And the book is entitled, How to Love, Looking in the Same Direction. Antoine de Saint-Exupéry, the author of The Little Prince, wrote that, love does not consist in gazing at each other, but in looking outward in the same direction. But when two people suffer and look in the same direction, it is often the direction of the television. Over time, looking at each other and speaking with each other has become difficult and no longer brings joy. Disagreements have gone unresolved, and tension and unhappiness have continued to grow. How can we bring love and happiness back into the relationship? First, we need to reflect on how we have contributed to the situation. Then we need to have the courage to turn off the television and take time to speak and listen to each other. As a true lover, the direction you look in is always peace. As a true lover, the direction you look in is peace. Dreams are the most sincere force on the planet. Dreams are not going to lie to you. Your true dreams are your directions to your safest and most enlightened spaces. Dreams are directions, not destinations. And so looking in the same direction in this passage, it speaks about looking in the same direction as your lover. Well, I encourage you to look at your dreams as your lovers. Are you looking in the same directions as your dreams? And what does it mean to admit what you truly want? We live on the outside of what truly sustains us. We live on the outside of ourselves. We overextend ourselves. We leave our bodies. We leave our homes. We leave our original spaces for creativity. And we try, like the tentacles of an octopus, to try to extend and reach and grasp at these different things. When I think about the way that we move in the world, with octopus legs trying to reach and grasp for things, there's a difference between believing we are what we do and knowing that we're the energy behind the action. And I say that because when it comes to dreaming, when it comes to believing in your dreams, when it comes to you as a creative with a higher purpose, the reality is that without that understanding, you're grasping at straws. Without that understanding, you are living outside of yourself, unsure of who you truly are. And without a strong sense of who and what you are, it's really easy to confuse yourself as the incognito trying to be everything that everyone thinks you should be versus simply knowing who you are and using these other things like the octopus as a tool. Are you centered in yourself or are you lost in the world? Fear of intimacy. Have you ever sat down and really, really looked at your dreams? Do you know how to listen to your dreams, both the ones that you get while you sleep, your daydreams, and the things that are just persistent that come into your spirit, your psyche, the things that call to you consistently? Are you willing to put down your arms, to put down your guard, and to listen, to be with those callings, not leaning forward, not trying to make something of them, but to truly listen? I believe we fear being intimate in those spaces, because that means we get to admit, we're required to admit what we really want. And dreams being one of the most sincerest forces on the planet, it is like sitting with a lover, exposed, knowing in your heart, I want you, I want this more than anything I've ever wanted in my life. In fact, you've been the one or two things that have followed me from the time I was an infant, from my earliest memories. And I fear that if I tell you that, I fear that if I believe you, I fear that if I take action on this, it's going to fall apart. You're not going to believe me. You're not going to be here. You're going to peace out. This dream is a joke, which is good to note that, again, dreams are directions and not destinations. If we cling too closely to what we think the dream has to mean, we sometimes miss the direction and the place that it's taking us, which really comes down to trust. I would argue that if we desire to be intimate and close to those we love, we must first, and equally so, be close to what we love within ourselves. How can we listen to someone else and demonstrate love if we don't demonstrate that for our own dreams, for our own ambitions? And I say this because as creatives with a higher purpose, sensitive dreamers, this drives you. This drives us. This is at the very fabric of the machina, the machine inside of us. I love your smile. I don't know why that song's in my head. Maybe because I have an amazing smile. Maybe you have an amazing smile. Fear of intimacy. Intimacy, really, in my opinion, is letting down your guard and being willing to be seen and heard and to do the same for whatever's in front of you. That practice with your dreams of really looking at it, not with the mind, but with the heart, is a huge step forward. Because then when you're able to look and see and hear and feel, the next step is asking for what you truly want. You've put your ear to the seashell and you've heard the ocean. And now it's the bravery of asking yourself, saying and admitting it inside, I want to sail. I want a boat. I want to be on the waves. I want to know what that feels like. But the intimacy might still be too early for you to really trust that desire, which is why building up that ability to be intimate with yourself emotionally and honest, building that relationship with your dreams, with a higher power, with whatever you understand this force to be delivered to you through is what really sets the stage for you to be able to lean in and take those steps. People are so obsessed with make your dreams come true. We're about to make that ish come true. You don't got to make anything come true. Place your boat on the right river and you will be brought to sea. Place your boat on the right river, specifically in the right direction, and you will be brought to sea. But if you have not honed into where your rivers are, if you do not understand the flow that moves through you, if you are disconnected from your higher calling as a creative being, you will try to sail up mountains and you will try to hike the ocean. The wrong tools for the wrong environment. Be like the octopus who understands her environment intimately enough to know how to be one with it and adapt within it, while very clearly understanding who she is and what moves through her. That documentary is a phenomenal example of not only adaptability, but higher calling and understanding who she truly is. In an environment that is extremely difficult to survive, let alone thrive in.
And now, from the great Julia Cameron, from The Artist's Way. As we come to trust and love our internal guide, we lose our fear of intimacy because we no longer confuse our intimate others with the higher power we are coming to know. In short, we are learning to give up adultery, the worshipful dependency on any person, place, or thing. Instead, we place our dependency on the source itself. The source meets our needs through people, places, and things.
Dreams are one of the most sincerest forces on the planet. Admitting what you truly want is intimacy. And it starts with admitting it to yourself. But before you admit it to yourself, it starts with untangling the web around you that leads you to believe that your dreams are drunken sailors that shouldn't be listened to. That's where the belief begins. And to make the distinction, dreams may not look like the ambitions that people want for you. Your dream may be to try dark chocolate from Switzerland. Your dream may be to have a large family in which you are the matriarch of the family and you live on land in Australia and your grandkids visit you every summer for 3 or 4 months. Your dreams may look nothing like what you grew up in. They may look like nothing anyone's ever foretold for you, which is why learning to listen and to believe your heart and the messages that come to you, for you to be that pure vessel to receive it, is so important. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. How can you move in the world if you have no direction? Fear of intimacy sounds really like, oh my God, it sounds like a relationship thing. What is she talking about? Lalita's high again. She does a lot of drugs, I'm certain of it. She be doing all that stuff. Fear of intimacy is fear of self. Fear of intimacy is actually, I don't think, that crazy. It's living in the mind versus living in the heart. It's not being confident that you won't be hurt by what you're about to hear or see. If you can be intimate with yourself and learn to trust yourself in those moments, hear yourself deeply, hold that space for yourself without needing your dreams to be a certain way, look at the way you listen to yourself. Do you listen with openness? Are you grasping at ideas? Do you insist you need to have all the answers in that moment? Or do you allow it to unfold? Is there space? Is there ability to have time? Time takes time. Your dreams are one of the most sincerest forces on the planet. And when you learn that inner language, when you learn to believe, to follow the promptings within you, how to believe in your dreams begins with listening. How to believe in your dreams and untangle this idea of this fear of intimacy with oneself and admitting what you truly want is being able to whisper it to yourself, sitting with that little person within you that's like, I just want chocolate. Mom, I just want to sing on stage, please, just once. or I really want to go to the United States. I really, really, really want to become an engineer and I want to bring my family to New York. Or I want to go to the moon. Da, 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 I don't know. Isn't that it? Take me to the moon. Frank Sinatra, I don't know the lyrics. There's so many songs and so many dreams. And my goal and my sole aspiration in this episode is to help you see where you're afraid to really hear what you really want. To understand that dreams are a sacred language between you and your higher calling and your higher self. And to learn to trust that in baby steps. And that these conversations need not be heard nor shared with anybody until you have developed that strength within yourself. When you've developed that muscle to be intimate. And how do you know that you're being intimate with yourself? I ain't just talking about going get yourself a vibrator. No, nope, that's not what she's saying. That is not what she's saying. What I'm saying is, you can do that. Go ahead, girl. You can also ask yourself, how do you approach these difficult, scary conversations with yourself where you almost fear the rejection before it happens? Where do the voices come in of, that's stupid, this will never happen, da-da-da. And can you create one more millimeter of space between the voices and what you're really hearing? Because the more space you create for your dreams to be heard as a language, as a calling, the more intimacy you're going to experience. Intimacy is not about being pegada on someone. It's not about being, you know, like enmeshed and like, oh my God, we're perfect for each other. I'm one with my dreams and my dreams are one with me and we make out every day. It might look like having a healthy amount of space to see each other. Going back to the reading by How to Love by Thich Nhat Hanh. Love does not consist in gazing at each other, but in looking outward in the same direction. As a true lover, the direction you look in is peace. Are you looking in the same direction as your dreams? Or are your dreams communicating with you and you're looking the other way? You're burying your head in a newspaper, in a magazine, in the TV, in Instagram. You're burying your head in your heart in the fear of what that loss could feel like if what you truly ask for never manifests. And the deeper feeling that maybe, just maybe, the voice that says that you're not worth it is true. I'm here to tell you that none of that is true. And in next week's episode, we're actually going to talk about, but what happens when your dreams actually come true? Because that's a whole other beast. You might be used to sitting back and struggling and being like, it never happens for me, Lalita. It never, never happens for me. My ship never comes in. The man never stays. The dreams, nope, nope, nope. I can't trust it. You might be really used to living there. But when you start listening and truly looking in the same direction as your dreams, imagine your dreams as a gentle angelic guide coming from the celestial skies and these beautiful clouds and stardust. And they're gently turning your head to where they hope you will see your next step. If you're open to looking in the same direction, you will be placing your boat in the river that takes you to sea. Sea as in S-E-A, like mar, like sea, or see like the ability to see. Your willingness to look in the same direction as your dreams, the same way that you would a lover. Because you can protest what you know is true, and that'll get you nowhere. But you'll be quote unquote safe in the misery of being locked and trapped in your own refusal to see the world as it truly is for you. Or you could practice intimacy by giving yourself 1 millimeter of space, because space is belief. If you can give yourself space to see, on some level you're practicing believing. And I'm here today to tell you that I believe in you, that you as a creative being with a higher purpose, as a sensitive dreamer, however that manifests for you, you're here with a purpose. And your purpose has meaning. Any root or formula that you've been given that tells you you need to do things a specific way, I offer up the following to you. As a true lover, the direction you look in is peace. Is your path filled with peace Is there a way that you can be more self-caring to yourself? We frequently follow the narratives we've seen other people follow because we subconsciously believe that by doing those things, we'll arrive where we think we need to arrive. But I'm here to tell you, I believe in you and I see you. Place your boat in the right river and you will always end up at sea. You don't need to follow someone else's path. And the fear of intimacy and of admitting what you truly want is just the belief that you can't ask for what you want and that the very things you hope to put your faith in will somehow betray you. I'm here to tell you that if you understand that dreams are directions and not destinations, if you learn to understand your true language and discern your true dreams from the ambitions others have sold to you that you've bought into, if you can learn to listen to that and build your ability to hold space with your own dreams and magnificence, you will not be let down nor will you be betrayed, because you will be in union with the highest force on this planet that I know of. The most sacred, loving force that's ever existed, that's pure love. Because think about it. How much magic is there in the world that, like shooting stars that come from the heavens, magically arrive in your awareness to think of the most joyful endeavors that only exist to bring you joy and the joy of serving others? That has to be one of the most sincere forces of good on the earth. It's like having rainbows in your psyche. And all I'm asking you to do is follow the rainbow, because eventually you're going to get to the pot of gold. And if you really do this right, eventually you'll understand that the multicolored path you walk on is the gold unto itself. Thank y'all so much for listening. I deeply, 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 deeply appreciate. I appreciate you every single week for coming and listening to this show, and I appreciate the growth. I love that you're sharing it with those that you know would benefit from it. So do your thing. I will talk to you next week, and share this with a fellow creative with a higher purpose that could use the nudge and the wisdom to believe in their dreams and who loves listening to them some random music and accents and magic. I'll talk to y'all next week. Ciao.